Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Justin Meiklem. I'm very pleased today to be presenting BioHarvest Sciences here at the Planet MicroCap Investor Conference. Today I'm going to spend about 20 minutes, and my goal is to ask that you get inspired to do some further research. We are the botanical synthesis company. I'm going to spend 20 minutes to try to explain the power of botanical synthesis and how this company has aspirations that we're going to improve the human condition without damaging the planet. We are a public company. We're currently traded on the Canadian Securities Exchange. I'll be as careful as I can be about forward-looking statements. As I said, any questions afterwards, I'll get off stage and please deal with them directly. So BioHarvest Sciences, we are a biotech innovator and the inventor of botanical synthesis. So this is the term that we coined for the way that we create plant molecules without growing the plant. We do it in bioreactors, and it's a way of creating molecules. It's not chemical synthesis, which for decades has been used by pharma companies to create new drugs. It's not biosynthesis, which is when companies use genetically modified yeast to grow simple and complex molecules. It's botanical synthesis. We literally grow plant molecules, plant cells without growing the plant. I'll explain how we do it, and I'll explain why it's going to be such a game changer to address some of the world's problems. First, a look at just our share structure. We're an investor group. Currently, right now, we're at about a $90-$95 million USD market cap. We've been at this level for some time. We have 16 million shares outstanding. The big news for us this summer is we did a share consolidation ahead of our planned NASDAQ listing. So we've got about 40% insider ownership, and with our recent filings, we are on pace to be a listed company on NASDAQ by the end of the year. This is a big priority for us in 2024, and a lot of our horsepower this year in the capital markets has been about expanding our ecosystem with institutional investors. Our aim was to coincide our upcoming NASDAQ listing with analyst coverage, and this year we've managed the business towards EBITDA break-even. So if we don't get there at the end of the year, we're going to be very close, but a lot of the decisions we made were about near-term return on investment, and we're getting very close, so exciting times. So before I talk about the power of our botanical synthesis platform, let's just talk about the North Star of the company. So aspirationally, we want to develop 10-15 molecules that are going to change the world, going to improve human health and wellness without damaging the environment. Our platform already, and I'll talk about the proof of concept because we have commercialized one molecule already, solves several major issues confronting pharma and other industries that want to incorporate plant inputs into either their drugs, nutraceuticals, cosmetics, or nutrition into their food products. Plants have very inconsistent phytomedicinal compounds. So if you're looking at the active phytochemicals, so like in our proof of concept is based on piceid resveratrol, which is in the red grape cell. It's one of the polyphenols that makes red wine healthy. If you talk about plant to plant, crop to crop, seasonality, regionality, no, it's very, very difficult to get consistency in plant inputs. We solve that. We grow our, these are clone cells grown in bioreactors. We achieve fingerprint consistency batch to batch, which is very important when you're talking about industrializing plant compositions. In many phytochemicals, like let's just keep with the piceid resveratrol, they're available in such minuscule amounts in any individual plant that they are just not economically feasible to commercialize. So right now, our VINIA, which is what we call our red grape cell product, we have 50,000 customers. They take one capsule a day. Each capsule is the equivalent of 1,000 red grapes. That would be, if you were able to invest in the extraction and you had the supply, 50 million grapes a day required to service just our VINIA client base. Right? The phytochemical components are so small. For us, and I'll explain how the platform works, we're able to elicit very high concentrations of these phytochemicals, and when we grow those cells on the platform, we get a concentration at the end that is commercially feasible. We're the only company in the world that, speaking about the piceid resveratrol, the only company in the world that can commercially produce it. And for people here that are health take supplements or shop on Amazon. There are a lot of resveratrol products out there, but we are absolutely set aside as far as supply chain and efficacy. And then ultimately, you cannot patent nature. So the reason why chemical synthesis was very popular for pharma developing their own molecules, that they can be proprietary. So I think in the middle there, yeah, proprietary means patentable. So our compositions do not exist in nature and thereby are patentable. And that's very important when we're going out to industrial customers, asking them to invest in the R&D. So our technology can be applied to both curative applications, such as pharma, so companies that are researching drugs for unmet medical needs, and also for preventative applications. So people that are looking to improve their health through nutrition, nutraceuticals, and cosmeceuticals to increase longevity and quality of life. I'll get into our product side, where we have proven efficacy with our first product based on clinical trials. But really, if you've heard of any provocative plant input that has a medical or health benefit, we can grow any plant cell. And a bit of an aside, our next product next year is olive-based. Even olives, which like it hot and they like it dry, the Mediterranean is becoming too hot and dry for olive plants. We're immune from any kind of supply, and for companies that use plant inputs, we might be the answer to their sustainability because we can keep generating these plant-based phytochemicals without having to go back to the plant or taking it out of the food chain. So the steps on how our process works. I'll just take the example of the red grape, which we started with back in 2008. So Piceid was resveratrol, well-known antioxidant in the grape cell, skin of the red grape cell. Our team identifies where those cells are, remove the cells that are producing the targeted active phytochemical, move to the Petri dish. There we start with the potency, the mirroring of nature. So again, there's no genetic modification. We grow the cells as they do in nature, but we, using trial and research, we increase the potency. We magnify those phytochemical ingredients. So in the case of our red grape cell product, there's 100 times the Piceid resveratrol in it than there is in the red grape cell in the skin in nature. And then we lock that cell bank. After that point, for that plant cell, we never go back to the plant. So we've commercialized Vinia, the red grape cell product, for 4 years, purely based on our cell bank. Now we're talking 17 to 21 day harvesting cycles. We grow in bioreactors. The secret to our business and why we're approaching break even is because our margins are improving as we move into larger and larger bioreactors. And that's really the game. Our team is all PhD. Our staff are very expensive. These are laboratory conditions. But right now we're in 1,000 liter plus bioreactors, and it's getting to us to the point where profitability is on the horizon. And in our red grape cell, make it sound simple, but at the end of the process, at the end of 21 days, those cells are now fully potent, generated the active phytochemicals. We remove the liquid media, we dry it, and that dried red grape cell powder is what we put into capsules, and 50,000 people a day are taking it. So nothing added. So just really quickly, the huge benefits, consistency, fingerprint consistency, batch over batch, patentability, which is an imperative if you're talking to pharma, bioavailability. These are complex molecules, but derived from natural sources, so they're very bioavailable. Clinical trials are very effective. Aseptic lab conditions, so we're talking clean and pure. Economic viability, there's no other way to grow and extract using biomass to get to these phytochemicals. And we have impeccable sustainability credentials. We use a fraction of the land. Our water is 100% biodegradable. We don't use the soil. We take nothing out of the food chain. And like I said, we're going to be the solution to a lot of industrial partners' plant sourcing issues. So I'll talk about it. So that's our platform. And the way that we've evolved is it's really turned into two distinct business units. One's the product side. And so right now we've commercialized, as I said, the one molecule. We call it Vinia. It's the red grape cell. We have several others, but our aspiration is to change the world with 10 to 15 molecules. They will not all be our products. They will all be developed on our platform, but we know we can see in several years, we have 50,000 customers now, it's direct to consumer, it's subscription, it's over 90% subscription, so it's a very predictable business, that product business. But our growth engine is going to be us opening up the platform for industrial partners. And so last February, we opened up our Biologics Plus, that's a services division, and that allows industrial partners to come to us with specific phytochemical requests. They pay us to do the research on it. There's three different stages. If it gets to that final stage, so it's zero risk for us, they're using our R&D, and if they end up wanting to take that molecule to market, then they own it. They have the IP rights to that molecule. And then we will get an evergreen royalty production contract. So that's how we're going to scale this to hundreds of millions of people availing themselves. Real quickly, I do only want to be here 20 minutes because it's been a long day for everyone. I'll just use Sovinia is the is a proof of concept. 100 times the piceid resveratrol is found in nature. We started commercializing this in the spring of 2021. This past May, we just released our Q2 results. May was our first month in the U.S. where we did $2 million of sales. We did $6 million in Q2 of this one molecule. Again, direct to consumer, very predictable, subscription based. We are on track, you know, probably for about $25 million this year. That's 90%. Capsules. I will talk about the Vinny Inside strategy. But for anybody that's curious, if you're health conscious or looking to try something new, if you go to vinia.com, we have over 6,000 verified reviews. You can search a specific indication. So like my dad takes Vinia because he had tinnitus, ringing in the ears. That's related to blood flow. So his ringing in the ears is better. People have Raynaud's, which is very susceptible to cold hands and feet. That's a blood flow issue. People have diabetes complications. People have sexual performance issues, eyesight. There's so many things, brain fog, mental acuity. But go to vinia.com, look at the reviews, and just search for whatever indication you're curious about. And Vinia changes people's lives. And so it really is an affirmation for us that the platform works and that we are going to have products that are going to change the world. And just for Canadians, if you haven't seen Vinia, we have our Canadian, we have a product license from Health Canada. With the growth that we're seeing in the U.S. and return on advertising spend, our aim is to achieve profitability as soon as possible. Expanding marketing to Canada just isn't worth it right now. But you will see, we do TV, heavy internet presence in the U.S. When we move into Canada, you're definitely going to see us. So backed by science, we compete on superior science, superior efficacy, superior taste. One of our clinicals with Vinia, for every participant in the study, they took 400 milligrams daily for 90 days. Every single participant had at least a 70% measurable increase in arterial dilation. So backed by science, I work closely with our CEO. He likes to say that we've got a fantastic marketing team, but that's not why we're growing so fast. We're growing so fast because this first product really works. People get on it, it changes their lives, and they keep buying it. To give you a sense, so our core business is the Vinia capsule. That's what the packaging looks like. We are this Vinia Inside strategy. Last December, we introduced functional coffee, so a regular coffee and a decaffeinated coffee. In September, we announced that we'd crested the $1 million sales mark for the first time. So the bulk of our business is capsules. Every other Vinia Inside product represents a higher margin for us. So people ask me if I'm concerned about cannibalizing our capsules. No. You know, we hope these are Vinia delivery systems. They're helping us expand into different demographics. We hope that all of our customers, you know, try all of our different types of products. If you're looking for some near-term catalysts, let's say we're, you know, trending to $25 million in revenue this year. In December, we're going to be introducing our hot beverage tea offerings, and we're also right now our Vinia coffee is only in Keurig compatible pods. We're adding Nespresso. It's going to be the first functional tea in Nespresso pods. Those are coming online in December. We also have for sports performance, so talking about, you know, shifting a demographic a little bit younger, improving circulation for sports performance. We've got a clinical study in Scandinavia starting soon on our new hydration formulation, which we're going to release next year. It's a $15 billion market. This is going to be more of a increased dose for sports performance, and we're working on formulations and testing on skin products. All of these using Vinia. So again, just an example, proof of concept. We're talking one molecule. It's going to be $25 million this year. We've doubled the last couple of years. There's no reason why we're not going to double again this year. So the platform works. The other thing that's coming down the pipe is our next cell bank that we're going to commercialize is olives. So verbascoside, it's an anti-inflammatory. This is going to focus on liver health. This isn't just in the U.S. where there's widespread liver issues. This is global. We're going to follow the exact same proven playbook. We've already built a direct-to-consumer business, even though our superpower is developing plant molecules. We've grown this direct-to-consumer recurring business, fantastic return on advertising spend, but we're going to clone our olive product. It's going to have multiple different SKUs. It's going to be direct-to-consumer, and the one advantage it's going to have over Vinia is that it's already got a latent demand because we've got 100,000 people in our Vinia ecosystem already. People are asking me every day when olives are coming out. It will be this time next year. So good. So that's the proof of concept. So right now we've got a de-risked business that is approaching profitability. It's going to start spinning off cash. It's predictable and it's recurring revenue. I spoke about our decision in February to open up our platform to industrial partners. And that's where we talk about the services side. And if we talk about our forecasting in a couple years, this is going to be the primary revenue driver of the company. Pharma, biotech, cosmetics, nutraceuticals, nutrition, there is huge demand for plant-based compositions for products. Pharma, for one example, people say, oh no, Justin, you guys aren't going down the path with the FDA and drug development. Clinical trials, FDA, that's going to be on our pharma partners. But the low-hanging fruit, we're not talking about 10 years development time. There are 140 approved FDA drugs right now that use plant APIs or excipients. Right? So when we launched our CDMO, Contract Development Manufacturing Organization business in February, we went live with two contracts. One of them is a NASDAQ-traded pharma company under NDA. They are looking for an alternative supplier for their plant-based excipient. This is an approved drug. We can do the same molecule, probably with better potency, but they're looking for another supply option. And on the ingredient side, we actually co-invested with a non-nutritive sweetener R&D that's happening right now. So when you look at this business, what you see is we've got that core products business. We're paid at every step of R&D by our partners on the CDMO side. It's small, like to start a contract for that first stage of giving them their phytochemicals and petri dishes, $300,000 or $400,000. The payoff here is in 15 to 24 months time when we get the royalty agreement to produce these inputs. Like that's the game. The first step is us showing them so they can do testing for the desired phytochemicals. The second stage is correcting based on the initial composition and their requirements. And the third is producing enough for their product formulation. We expect our forecasting that we're going to have our first commercial contracts proceeding through the system by the start of 2026. And so right now, all of our production is done in Israel. The expectation is that all of our commercial production on the CDMO side is going to be stateside. So right now we're talking with local and state governments about locations for that. And people have been asking me all day about our CapEx requirements. The next time we're going to need considerable CapEx or raising money is going to be to build a mega facility in the USA. Just some financial highlights. This just kind of highlights our quarterly revenue growth. We've got double-digit revenue increases the last 10 quarters, I think, in a row. Talking about our margins, on our product business, we're currently at 52% gross profit margin. Last year, this time, was around 40. Our goal is, we think, 65 is achievable on the product side. And then our assumption is we can get to about 70% gross profit margin on the CDMO side. Margin enhancement is huge. But good. And again, the CDMO is very, very low risk R&D with the potential for a big payoff down the road. Our management team, I really encourage you to look at them, but between our senior team and our directors, we are built to be a multi-billion dollar company. Everybody on the science side is a PhD. We've got a dynamo chief medical officer, Dr. Brian Korblatt, based in Baltimore, has done a lot of work at Johns Hopkins. Probably expect to hear some more news about that. Ilan Sobel, our CEO, was 18 years as a global executive with Coca-Cola. He's a rainmaker, commercializing, drives the team hard and gets results. Dr. Zaki Rakib, he's our chairman. He's also president of our CDMO. But our science team is really beyond compare. We are cracking the code for, you know, unlocking the secrets of plant biology. We've just scratched the surface, but already, hopefully you've seen, just based on our initial results on our first molecule, we're a company that you should be watching. Finally, just talk about some investment highlights. The product business is growing. People ask me where it's going to head. Again, our core competency is we develop plant molecules. We've proven we can sell them. We've proven we can market them. We can retain customers. But that products business is going to continue to grow. It's going to get global. And over time, we'll see ultimately where it gets to. There's all types of licensing arrangements, et cetera, if we decide we wanted to accelerate our global expansion. And the CDMO, if you want to talk about near-term catalysts, we have said publicly that we are in advanced negotiations with potential industrial partners. We're also, as I said, 30 or 60 days away from our NASDAQ listing. We have a clear path to profitability. We have a healthy treasury, and we are the proprietary owners of a platform that we fully believe we've got the capability to develop and change the world. So with that, I thank you for your time. And if you have any questions, I welcome any questions after presentation. Are you want to try it now? Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, perfect. So a great question. We've commercialized red grapes, next is olives, then pomegranates. What else are we looking at? I think the beauty of our services division is that we are talking about the entire global expertise of R&D to suggest to us what they want to look at. So we are not going to explore the health benefits of all 500,000 plants, but there are researchers out there right now, and we are contacted every day. Every day, and everybody knows, like, blueberries are good for you. What exactly in a blueberry is good for you? There are already 140 drugs that use, you know, the phytochemical found in the bark of a yew tree. Like, there's so many discoveries that are going to happen. By opening up our platform, that means that any researcher can come to us and say, let's look at this. They will finance it. But yeah, absolutely, it's a fantastic question. Down the road, we see there being 10 to 15 that we prioritize, but over time, there could be many dozens. So I think I'm running out of time. Yeah, I'm out of time, but thank you so much. I'm here all day. But any questions, please come up and ask. Thank you for your time.